coming up on episode number 519. It's Sunday night, and it's an all-request show, well, almost all-request show. Some covers of Billy Bragg, Roxy Music, and the Beatles, of course, Journey, and some trivia and Tina thrown in for good measure. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's October 26th, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, the all-request show of Coverville. Some fun stuff here tonight for you. I think some stuff that you're really going to enjoy. And great to be back on a Sunday. We'll do this every once in a while whenever I've got a big backlog of requests or requests and a theme show and a cover story I want to do all in the same week. I can't stick to a rigid schedule. I just can't. I don't know why. But we're going to get things kicked off here tonight with a cover going out by request to Jenny in the UK. Now, Jenny told me about this singer, a Norwegian singer-songwriter named Anna Brun, A-N-E-B-R-U-N. She's got a new album that just came out that has just a gorgeous cover of Cyndi Lauper's True Colors on there. However, the song that Jenny wanted to hear is something that's being played on commercials, I believe, in the UK right now, a cover of Alphaville's Big in Japan. Man, do you remember Alphaville? A group from the 80s, German group from the 80s, had a big hit with Forever Young, and I think a secondary hit with Big in Japan, but Forever Young, I think, was their big smash, if you could call it a smash. Anyway, they had the song Big in Japan. Right now we've got Anna Brun covering it from I think, a single called Store I Japan, which I think means Big in Japan. Here it is, going out to Jenny in the UK.
Winter city side, crystal bits of snowflakes all around my head and in the wind. I had no illusions that I'd ever find a glimpse of summer heat waves in your eyes. You did what you did to me, now it's history I see. Here's my comeback on the road again. Things will happen while they can. I will wait here for my man tonight. It's easy when you're big in Japan. When you're big in Japan. Tonight, big in Japan. Be tight, big in Japan. Where the eastern sea is so blue. Big in Japan. All right, bathe and I'll sleep by your side. Things are easy when you're big in Japan. Neon on my naked skin, passing silhouettes of strange illuminated mannequins. Shall I stay here at the zoo? Shall I go and change my point of view for every ugly scene? You did what you did to me. Now it's history I see. Here's my comeback on the road again. Things will happen while they can. I will wait here for my man tonight. It's easy when you're big in Japan. When you're big in Japan. Tonight, big in Japan. Be tight, big in Japan. Where the eastern sea right. Things are easy when you're big in Japan. Big in Japan. Big in Japan.
Hello, Brian. This is Paul Mackey of Elk River, Minnesota. And I don't actually have all my facts straight calling in on this because it's sort of a spur-of-the-moment request. But just following off of a musically challenged that I just listened to, Istanbul, not Constantinople. Of course, They Might Be Giants got real famous for it in 1990. But, of course, it is a cover, which I was mildly disappointed, not really disappointed, but mildly disappointed that you didn't point out during that music of the challenge. I guess it really wasn't part of the point of the thing. But if you could play the original, I don't know who did the original, but I know that someone did. So if you could find that and play it, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
The original version of Istanbul, not Constantinople, performed there by the Four Lads from their greatest hits compilation, 16 Most Requested Songs by the Four Lads. That was a track I played way back on episode 57, I believe, or 52. Great version. 57, there we go. 57, I'm sorry. Great version there. That was, of course, made popular by They Might Be Giants as part of their Flood release. Istanbul, not Constantinople. That's going out to Paul in Elk River. Before that, Big in Japan, performed by Anna Brun from the TV commercials that are airing now in the UK. Of course, that's the full song. I think you only hear a snippet of that song in the actual commercials. And it's a gorgeous version of a song that was kind of a secondary hit for Alphaville in the 80s. Just a gorgeous rendition there of Big in Japan. Okay, a couple things going on right now in Coverville land. First off, the Podcast Awards are still in full swing. Make sure to go over to podcastawards.com and cast your vote for Coverville. We're in both the the best produced category and the music, the PodSafe music category. So make sure you check both of those out. Of course, have a look at all of the entries and make sure to tick the boxes for any podcast that you're a fan of. And I definitely encourage you to vote, even if you're not, you know, if there's a music show listed there that you like more than Coverville, I recommend that you vote for them because this is the people's choice. You're the people, and this is your choice. All right, then. Also want to tell you about Coverville Idol. I made the announcement on the last episode of Coverville. But this edition, this year's Coverville Idol, is going to focus on the music of Squeeze. Make sure to check back to the last show if you missed it and listen to the segment about two-thirds of the way through the show that tells you a little bit about the Coverville Idol competition. It's not really a competition so much as it's a great way to try out recording a cover on the spur of the moment and see what a great job you can do. Squeeze, of course, best known for songs like Black Coffee in Bed, Pulling Muscles from the Shell, Goodbye Girl, Hourglass, and there's so many songs you could pick from. And of course, you can go kind of off the greatest hits and pick one of their deeper cuts from one of their albums. But check it out. Squeeze is the group. Coverville Idol is the project, and you can find out more information by going to coverville.com. I've got a posting on the blog about that very thing. And then lastly, of course, you know, Coverville Tonight is sponsored by Bluehost.com. No big commercial this time. Just check out Bluehost.com, check out all their services, and when you're ready to sign up, use the link on coverville.com to sign up at Bluehost.com. All right, well, this is the non-request song. That's a portion of today's all-request show. It's a song that actually I chose to honor a great legend, a member of the Four Tops, one of the original members of the Four Tops, of course, also the voice of Audrey 2 on the movie remake of The Little Shop of Horrors. I'm talking about Levi Stubbs, and to honor him, I was trying to decide between playing a cover of a Four Tops song or playing a cover of Billy Bragg's Levi Stubbs Tears song. And as I was looking through the library, I found a song that does both. It's Levi Stubbs Tears performed by Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin from their 1990 album, The Big Idea. You'll definitely hear some of those late 80s production quality items. A lot of keyboards, a lot of kind of electronic sounds to this song, but it's still a great song, and it's a great cover of the Billy Bragg classic, and it also includes a little bit of a cover of the Four Tops. You'll hear it right now, Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin. By the way, not the Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, a totally different Dave Stewart. Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin from their 1990 album, The Big Idea, with Levi Stubbs Tears.
She bought herself a mobile home, so at least she could get some enjoyment out of being alone. No one could say that she was left up on the shelf. It's you and me against the world, kid, she mumbled to herself. Thank you. stops, tears run down his face.
Brian, it's Pat in Wisconsin. Hey, congratulations on 500, and now you're past it about 9-10 episodes. Anyway, I think you're doing an outstanding job. I really love Coverville, and the first time I heard it, I was hooked. I do have to say, though, that ukulele episode, if that was the first Coverville that I'd ever heard, I don't know that I would have stayed. I think it's a great effort, good idea, execution. I know you tried. It wasn't my favorite. Anyway, I am extremely excited to listen to the replacements episode. I've got it on right now, and listening to your intro, I just want to say I'm expecting big things, and I'm sure it'll be a great show. I'm a huge replacements fan, and saw them 4 or 5 times in college and just out, and I'm kind of embarrassed that I haven't requested a replacement song. In any event, congratulations. Keep up the good work. I do have a cover request. I hope someday, some way, somehow, Maybe the Beautiful South or the House Martins, both bands that were, fronted by Paul Heaton, and they got some good tunes. I'm hoping I'll hear something one of these days. Take care, and thanks again for everything you do on Coverville. It's a great, great travel companion for me as I travel through the state of Wisconsin. Bye-bye.
Boom, ba 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 boom, boom. Boom, 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 ba 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 boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
There's a train coming somewhere down the track. The people that invented better step on back. This train has been running since the time began. It's running on the love of your fellow man. Oh, 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 get on board.
Get on board.
Get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. I believe.
I believe.
I truly believe.
I believe.
The one day the world will be full of love. Yes, I believe.
I believe.
Yes, I believe.
I believe.
Yes, I believe.
I believe.
Yes, I believe.
I believe. I believe.
All right, kind of a shorter track there by the House Martins featuring Paul Heaton there with the rest of the band. Of course, Fatboy Slim got his start as part of the House Martins. Of course, that is People Get Ready, originally by Curtis Mayfield. That one you'll find on the House Martins album London Zero Hull 4 from 1986. That one is going out to Pat from Wisconsin. Now, Pat, I know that you like the House Martins. I know you like Beautiful South, and I know you're hoping that I'll find some covers of House Martins and Beautiful South. I gotta tell you, man, it's tough tracking down any covers of either of those bands. I'm really blown away. But, God, you'd think Norman Cook is Fatboy Slim. You think Norman Cook might kind of resurrect one of those old House Martins classics, or even Paul Heaton solo stuff. You never know. But anyway, if you know of some great Beautiful South or House Martins covers of those two bands, please let me know. Of course, we know both of those bands did a lot of covers themselves, and I've played quite a few on the show before. Before that, you heard More Than This by Hearts of Palm UK from their 2008 single, For Life. Great version there of the Roxy Music classic, More Than This, and that is going out to Ian in New York, who told me about that track. Very, very cool. And then we start off the set with a request going out to me. Levi Stubbs Tears, performed by Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin from their 1990 album, The Big Idea. And for all the 80s kind of sound and production, they released two albums. I believe the first one was called Up From the Dark. Second was The Big Idea. They're both great, great albums. And like I said, despite the kind of 80s, the dated kind of feel to them, the songwriting is excellent. They do quite a few covers, including XTC's Roads Girdle the Globe, Busy Doing Nothing, which I think was a Winnie the Pooh song. Some great stuff on there and absolutely worth checking out. Barbara Gaskin's just got this gorgeous, gorgeous voice. And Dave Stewart, like I said, not the Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, but a very talented Dave Stewart nonetheless, and their cover there of Billy Bragg's Levi Stubbs Tears. All right, let's just jump right into the last set here, kicking things off with a request going out to Frank in the Netherlands. Now, this is a band called Glas Vegas, and a great combination there of Glasgow and Las Vegas, Glas Vegas. That's actually where they're from. They're from Scotland. And they do this gorgeous cover, and I'm going to quit saying gorgeous because I think it's about the eighth time I've said it this episode, but they do a terrific cover of Be My Baby by the Ronettes. I'm going to play it for you right now. Here's Glas Vegas.
Keep the table on the...
Then
Lemon Demon with their cover of the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Of course, a cover of the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps. That is that comes from their forums, actually the Lemon Demon forums. They posted that on there as a special treat for all of their fans. And that's going out to Neil, who recommended I check that out. Now, interestingly enough, basically they don't use a guitar in this track. They use a microkorg. Synthesizer, but you know, basically, as somebody pointed out in the forums, a microkorg is just a keytar in need of a strap. That is Lemon Demon with While My Keytar Gently Weeps. Before that, you heard Who's Crying Now by Giant Drag. That was a submission from the band, but that's going out to Juan from Marga in Vancouver for his birthday. His birthday is coming up this week, I believe, on the 30th. And every year they send birthday greetings back and forth to each other using Coverville, and I'm happy to be part of it. So anyway, that's going out to Juan from Marga, and that's Giant Drag with Who's Crying Now. And then we started the set off with Glass Vegas with their cover of the Ronettes, Be My Baby, from the single of the same name, the cover of the Ronettes track, and that is going out to Frank in the Netherlands. Tina is in the basement. Tina's in the studio right now to do a little bit of Musically Challenged. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. So did you go today to Podcast Awards and vote for Coverville?
No.
Oh, but you went yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you?
No.
Oh, how about Friday? I'm sure you voted Friday.
Oh. What? You know what? I haven't been on the computer in over a week.
Oh, Tina.
Well, get our son off the computer. I'll vote.
He hasn't voted for me either.
Oh, no.
I'm cutting both of you guys off. You're going to have to pay for internet access from me.
You know, I'll vote for you if you can get the computer to print off.
Oh, it works. It prints.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll test it. And then if it works, I'll vote for
you. Oh, look at that. Wow.
I know. Negotiating.
And if it's worked for several weeks, what is that? Several weeks of
it
votes?
It hasn't.
Really? Okay.
Right. Nope.
Fair enough.
All right.
Okay, well, we'll talk about our tech support woes off the air.
All right.
But let's go ahead and get to a Musically Challenged. This one, it's going to be the first of two Musically Challenged episodes this week, because on Tuesday I'm going to do a Halloween-themed Coverville, and we have a special Monster Mash edition of Musically Challenged for that. But for tonight, we have one that's based off a TV show that you and I both like but can never find the time to watch.
Oh.
Scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump into a Scrubs edition of Musically Challenged.
Okay.
Hi, Brian. This is Greg, and I have another Musically Challenged that I like to call the Scrubs Coverville Musically Challenged. It's not the most creative titles, but that's what I got to work with. I have 8 clips covered by different cast members from Scrubs, and you have to guess the song, title, and the original artist for each clip. Let's get started.
1.
Try to discover...
Oh, Erasure.
Wow.
To make me sweeter. Oh, baby, refrain.
Nice job. Just jumping right in on the Jeopardy buzzer for that one, huh?
Yep.
What's the song?
A Little Respect.
Wow, look at you.
I know.
Okay. I'll just sit back and let you take this one.
We'll see.
2.
And baby will be at the drive-in.
In the old man's Ford.
Oh, I know.
Behind the bushes. Till I'm screaming for more.
I don't know. I know the song, but I can't think of...
That's awesome. Yeah. It's Talk Dirty to Me by Poison. Was that Poison that did Talk Dirty to Me?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right.
3.
Come crashing down, down, down on me. And you say, be still, my love.
Open up your heart, let the light shine in.
Whoa, I don't know that one.
Oh, you do.
Do I?
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Do you What's know that one?
there is. I mean, it was the words "crash into me."
Oh, was it Dave Matthews Band?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking it is.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Crash by the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
All right. Writing that down here. Okay.
4.
She's just a small town girl
living in a lonely world. She took a midnight train going anywhere.
That's not Boston, but Journey.
Right.
What's the name of this song? I forgot.
Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It is.
All right.
5.
But I know I love you, and that may be.
Oh,
that's all we get of that one.
I know, but I can't think of it. Can you?
Yeah, that's Aaron Neville.
Yeah.
I don't know much.
Right. Yep. And was wasn't that... he in jail once or prison?
Oh, he might have been.
I think he was.
Hmm. All right. I know that. Didn't he do that? He did that duet with Lynn Ronstadt, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
6.
Lizzle Rizzle. I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world. Still hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the street.
Ooh.
Hmm. I don't know.
I'm going to guess something by Missy Elliott.
Okay.
I don't know why. But that's...
Sounds
is it
good.
The one, is it the one with the reversed chorus? The jip jop jip 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 dum.
Yeah.
You know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
Seven. Okay.
He can dance if he wants to. He can leave his friends behind. Because his friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, then they're no friends of mine.
Wow, that sounds like Jack Black. Did he make an appearance on that show?
I don't know.
Huh. All right, what's the song?
We can dance if we want to. What is it? I don't know.
Dance is in the title of the song.
I know, I can't think of it.
Men Without Hats, Safety Dance.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And?
Eight.
Everywhere around the world.
Oh, that's Neil Diamond.
Well, hopefully you got a few.
Wow, that was a quick one right there. Yep, America by Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Few of those right. So let's check the answers and see how you did.
One.
That was Donald Faison singing A Little Respect by Erasure from the My Best Friend's Mistake episode.
Two.
That was Judy Reyes and Sam Lloyd singing Poison's Talk Dirty to Me from the episode My Heavy Metal.
Three.
That was Donald Faison, Neil Flynn, and Judy Reyes singing Colin Hayes, Waiting for My Real Life to Begin from the episode My Philosophy.
Nope. So we got that one wrong.
Okay.
We had Crash by Dave Matthews.
Four.
That was Zach Braff doing his best to try to cover Don't Stop Believing by Journey from the My Journey episode.
Five.
That was Donald Faison working on his Aaron Neville impression. Don't Know Much, originally by Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville from the My Lucky Night episode.
Six.
That was Dr. Dre, Still Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Covered there by Sarah Chalk and Heather Graham in the episode Her Story.
Seven.
That was A Safety Dance by Men Without Hats, sung there by Donald Faison in the My Day at the Races episode.
Eight.
It's Donald Faison working on his Neil Diamond impersonation, singing America, originally by Neil Diamond, from the My Transition episode. Well, Brian, I hope you had fun, and thanks for playing along.
Superman. My pleasure, Greg. That was a great one.
That was fun.
So we got 6 out of 8. I think it's pretty respectable.
That
right?
was.
Yeah.
I did fairly well.
And it reminds me how much I love that show and how, you know, we watched the first season of it religiously. I think we even tried to watch the second season, and then it just kind of, for whatever reason, we kind of lost the time to keep up with it. So I'm going to put the DVDs on Netflix so that we get those.
Okay.
All right. Good. There's our Scrubs edition of Musically Challenged, and that is going to go ahead and close out this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Again, please, if you get a chance, please go vote over at podcastawards.com. Also, even more importantly, contribute a cover to this edition of Coverville Idol. Get your songs in by December 1st. You got plenty of time, and I decided to make it a little over a month because the subject matter might be one that's less familiar. So jump in on that one. And that is going to do it. We'll be back on Tuesday night with a special Halloween edition of Coverville. And then Thursday will be a birthday tribute, a birthday cover story to Johnny Marr, who was part of so many great bands. Of course, the Smiths, Electronic, The, Modest Mouse, just to name four. And you'll hear covers of most or all of those on Thursday night's show. Of course, if you have a request for that, please let me know, or a request for the Halloween show, please let me know. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.